It's great to see all of you, and it's really great to see all of you and not being asked for an update on the progress on the farm bill. I'm actually sleeping through the night now, not getting up in the middle of the night, you know, churning about dairy policy or something, you know, and so it's wonderful to see all of you, and now we have all the challenging but positive work on implementation that we are working so hard on, and counting on all of you for your input and support. Tomorrow, as Ag Day, this is important. I know there's a lot of great things happening tomorrow. Norm Borlaug and the statute of him, which is so exciting to see. Having read the book, if you haven't read the book about him, Our Daily Bread, it was just fascinating. I really thoroughly enjoyed reading about an amazing man who literally changed opportunities for farmers and saved lives by feeding people around the world. Just an extraordinary, extraordinary leader. We've got to tell the story every day, though. Tomorrow is Ag Day, but you know, I consider it my responsibility, and hopefully you do as well, to talk every day about the fact that 16 million people work in this country because of agriculture. It's so funny, after talking about agriculture so much in Michigan, which, by the way, is an agricultural state. We're glad we make cars, but as you know, we're the second most diverse state in terms of different kinds of crops, only second to California, and we're working on it. So, But it's so interesting to me when people say, oh, it's so interesting you're talking about something new, agriculture. And I say, actually, agriculture is our oldest industry. But it is exciting to see a renewed focus on the importance of growing things, of supporting farmers who have the riskiest business. Nobody has a riskier business than a farmer or rancher who's got to go out every day and worry about whether it's going to be too hot, too cold, too wet, too dry, and what's going to be happening in markets around the world. And we are blessed in America to have the safest, most affordable food supply because there are folks every day who want to do that. And so I'm just glad to be a part of the team. I'm here to say congratulations, looking forward to continuing to work with all of you as we take the next steps of bringing the Farm Bill to fruition through all of the efforts around implementation, and continuing to focus on making sure that we are supporting people who are giving us the quality of life that we all enjoy in our country. So, thanks very much, and congratulations.